Thank you for your kind words. I don't deserve praise. I thank all of you for being here and providing me with this opportunity, especially for the love of Mr. Sean. All the death of Mr. Bon, Ibn Rajib, this is the death of Mr. Rahim. Alhamdulillah, that he lays the Ubuhiyya to the Qidda, wa la la azariyya to the Qidda, wa hasarat al-awsaq wa ankun ma'rifatihi wa rada'at al-mafat al-sukul wa la ila tuwari anhu sana'atun sana'an wa la arhun arba'a thumma salatu wa salam wa tahiyyatu wa al-ikram ala sayyid al-tabha' sayyid al-mursaleen wa al-anbiya' أبي القاسم محمد بن مصطفى.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء وأمة الزهراء وعلى بعضها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه ثبت الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. أن الله ساقط الأرض بأحدها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حزن عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: جعلت قرة عيني في الصلاة. وقال أيضا: الصلاة مفراج المؤمن. صلوات Our presentation about Salat starts with a muqaddima as usual, a prelude. First, before going to the prelude, we should understand that the word Salat actually is a recital that Salat that we stop at the top, we don't wake it up. So when we stop, we say Salat. Therefore, meaning of the word Salat itself in Arabic, it means du'a. And the istilahi and technical meaning of the word Salat is, of course, doing that specific ibadat that we are talking about according to the specific prescribed procedure of Allah, defined by Allah for the sake of the qurbat and nearness of Allah. So, before we enter into the Muqaddimah prelude, understanding what the profile of Salat is. Salat is a highly confidential and secret profile which we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Messenger, the most superior of all the prophets, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa
sallam,
for declassifying this top secret information for us so that we have an idea what Salat is all about. If the Prophet didn't tell us, we had no idea and no clue and no way to understand the best worship which provides the best and the highest level of of the highest level of ubudiyyat towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the kamal and perfection of a human being is to become an abd and servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the kamal of ubudiyyah, the perfection of ubudiyyah, is prayers. The purpose of the prayers is, of course, the ghayat and the purpose which we are pursuing is to have ascension and mi'raj. It provides a mi'raj to a mu'min, so we become closer to Allah's jubba and pleasure. As-salatu mi'raj al-mu'min. This mi'raj and ascension is achieved through the salat that a mu'min performs with its conditions. Status of the prayers is that is the pillar of the entire religion, everything of the faith, everything of the religion, including the Usuluddin and the Furuuddin and the Akhlaq, the three three kinds of teachings that we have. This Islam is divided into three kinds of teachings, the beliefs, the Usuluddin, and the Furuuddin, which means the practical laws of Islam. And the akhlaq, that means the moral teachings of Islam. So all these, the entire religion Islam, with all its three kinds of teachings, they are all resting and relying on this ibadah, which is salat. So just like the building rests on the pillar. So we have to be particular about this pillar because everything is based on this. Even our tawheed, even our belief in nubuwwah and risalat and imamat and qiyamat and the sifat of Allah and the books and the day of judgment and so on and so forth. We don't want to talk about other practical laws which obviously depend on our belief. Everything is based on this pillar. So it has its highest level of importance. Year of birth. The year of birth, in this current form, prayers have been performed by all the prophets. It was there, it was a common teaching among all the prophets of God. But in this current form, like we pray, as it is taught by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, this current form of prayer, the year of birth was second hijrah, the occasion of Mi'raj, when Prophet was taken to the ascension as a guest by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's where the tashri' of salah, that means legislation of the current form of the prayers, took place on the occasion of Mi'raj. So in the place of birth of the salah is under the arsh of Allah, because Prophet was standing there. He was under the arsh of Allah. So arsh of Allah is of course not a physical thing. It's a sign and symbol of, which symbolizes the azamat and greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was the place of birth where this current form of salat was born, because that's where the Prophet prayed his first prayers like this. First wudu that the Prophet did for the salat was performed from the water of a fountain which is bursting out of the pillar of the arsh, and that fountain we call the fountain of Saad. And we have the surah of Holy Quran also in the name of Saad. This is the name of a fountain bursting out of the pillar of arsh. Whosoever has access to that fountain, he deserves the mi'raj. Prophet had the access, he did wudu from that fountain, and then he prayed as Allah was commanding every step of the way how to do that. And Prophet was obeying the command, and that's how his first prayer took place, and that was the Salatul Dhuhr, the first prayer that was performed by the Holy Prophet there, up there, and that's the same one which we call a Salatul Wusta. Because the Quran has said, "Hafidhu ala salawati wa salatil wusta," protect the prayers, wa salatil wusta, and the middle prayers. So, Quran has specifically singled out the middle prayer. وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى. And it has been interpreted by the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, and of course the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our scholars have mentioned in their tafaseel that Salat al-Wusta is the Salat of Dhuhr. That was the first prayers performed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was just a very short profile of prayers to give you a glimpse of what prayers is all about. And this is the just prelude to our discussion. We have the entire discussion summarized in 10 segments. First, we talk about the importance of the of Salat in the eyes of the Holy Quran, and of course, then in the eyes of the Hadith of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. The word Ahlul Bayt includes the Holy Prophet because we mean Ahlul Bayt al-Nubuwwah, which includes technically and Islamically, it includes the Holy Prophet. So, in the eyes of Ahlul Bayt means the Prophet and the rest of the Ahlul Bayt. So, we will learn what they have said, how they have explained to us some of their great statements. And third of all, we will discuss the kinds of Salat that we have in Islam, which are totally six kinds of prayers. The wajib ones. And fourth of all, the shara'it, sihhat as-salat, that means those are the conditions which are necessary to be met if we want our prayers to be performed correctly. And if we do not fulfill any one of those 14 conditions, our prayers is not considered to be correct and sahih. It will be batil. And then we have the types of wajibat, and wajibat which are total number of wajibat, number six are the total number of wajibat which are the compulsory parts of the prayers, which the total number are is 11. These are the total number of wajib in the prayers. And then you have the shara'it al-qabool, which means those are the conditions which are required to be met if we want our prayers to be not just done correctly according to its conditions of correctness, but in addition to that, it should also be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what every mu'min should be focused upon, because the hadith has mentioned that kunu ala qabul al-amal, be on the acceptance, of be more, in other words, you have to be more, giving more importance to the acceptability of your amal and action as compared to doing the action. So doing the action is very good, but that's not enough. As long as it is not accepted by Allah. Then number seven, we have the shara'a. Number eight, we have the classification. Shara'a al-qabool are four, so which we will discuss inshallah. And number eight is the classification of the wajib. The wajib is classified in our fiqh into several classifications. So we need to realize which classification of wajib is applicable to what segment of our prayers. So we have the right idea what we are doing. We know exactly what we are supposed to perform by Allah and how. Number nine is the, and number 10 are basically some of the very important aspects we would try to shed some light on the Salatul Urafa and the Awliya, the prayers that our great Arif scholars who have the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ma'rifat of how do they perform their prayers, and what is their perspective about the prayers? How do they look at the prayers? What is their zaviyatul nazar? What is their deedgah? What is their way of looking at the prayers? How do they see it from their eyes? It's very important to look how they see it, because they are the ones who have already, the ulama are the ones who have already reached the destination. Let's be clear. So now they have reached the levels, so now they would be better able to define for us what prayers is all about and what are the benefits. And of course, above all, are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prophets and the Ahlul Bayt, especially our Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, who are basically the guides and the highest level leaders of the entire humanity. So this is the just a walk around of our discussion. So now let's come to the point number one. We have the Q&A session, like you must have been informed by now, that we have the Q&A session at the end of the whole presentation. So please write down your questions if you have any, and give it to the MC, and inshallah we'll try to accommodate as many questions as we can. Importance of the Salah in the eyes of the Holy Quran. There are several ayat. Certainly we cannot cover all the ayat, but I have just mentioned two of them here. The Holy Quran says in Surah Al-Mukaththir, مَا سَلَكْتُمْ فِي سَقَرْ قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. Basically, the people of the hellfire, when they will be entering into the hellfire, they will be asked at that occasion. At the time that they will be entering into the hellfire, they will be asked, what dragged you towards the hell? Why are you ending up into the hell? And that's what they will reply. All the people of the hellfire are going to reply this with this answer, that we were not among those who prayed. This is one of the news of ghaib, news of the unseen world, that Allah has informed us and well in advance. So if we neglect the prayers, that's the destiny of those who neglect it. Verse number 2 from Surah Al-Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. So, we are in the month of Rajab, mashallah, which is the month of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, and these were those ayat that Imam Ali alayhi salam recited soon after he was handed over by his mom to the Fatima bint Asad salamullahi alayha. And on the fourth day of his birth, and when he opened up the eyes and started reading the different books that Allah has revealed on the previous messengers. And finally he came to the Holy Quran, and when he started reciting from the Holy Quran, these verses from Surah Al-Mu'minun were the verses that Imam Ali alayhi salam recited in the beginning. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. So this is just the ayat 1 and 2 which I mentioned, that only those people who are the faithful and mu'min people, God succeeded. Those who are humble in their salat, that means those who have khushu in their prayers. There is a big difference between khudu and khushu in Islam. Khudu means our body is obedient. Khadi' means you have to be humble in your body, in your physique. But khushu has nothing to do with your body. Khushu is something related to your qalb, your soul. Your soul has to feel the fear of Allah. So when we say somebody is khashi', that means his soul is fearful of Allah. When we say somebody is khadi', that means his body is, even the way he behaves apparently with the body, is a very humble behavior. So in prayer we need to have both. We will discuss the point when we come to the Shara'at al-Qabool, the conditions of acceptance. But khushu belongs to the qalb. Importance of the Salat in the eyes of hadith of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. I have mentioned here Prophet and Ahlul Bayt separately to make it further clear for those people who may not be acquainted with the in-depth meaning of the word Ahlul Bayt, which actually includes both. So first hadith is here, as salatu amududdin, in kubilat kubila ma siwaha, wa in ruddat rudda ma siwaha. The same pillar which we discussed, and the very famous hadith which all of you must know already, must be knowing already. Salat is prayer, the pillar of the religion. And then the Prophet says that in kubilat kubila ma siwaha, if prayers are accepted, everything else other than the prayers is also accepted. So this is another nice point that we should realize. If we want our fasting, our hajj, our zakat, qums and jihad, amr bil ma'ruf, nahy anil munkar, everything else that we do, all the good work we do, to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must be focusing on the prayers to get the rest of the things accepted. And in some of the ahadiths, we actually learn that if you have 2 rakats of your prayers accepted by Allah, all the rest of the prayers will be accepted. So this is a very, it's a blank check given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our sa'adat and spiritual success, eternal success. So if we can, if a human being can pray 2 rakats of prayers in his life, with the shara'it to seha, taken care of, the conditions of correctness of the prayers, and shara'it to qabool, conditions of acceptability of the prayers, taken care of, then you can understand that all the rest of the prayers are accepted. And if all the rest of the prayers are accepted, all the rest of your actions and amal are also accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if the prayers are rejected, if the salat is rejected, the rest of is also rejected. So basically, we realize that this is priority number one in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to give this to you importance. Hadith number 2 from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, where he said, مَنْ تَرْكَ الصَّلَاةَ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. Whosoever says and quits the prayers, whosoever doesn't pray intentionally, that means mutaammidan, he knowingly and intentionally doesn't pray, faqad kafara, he is in the kufr. So basically, the line between Islam and kufr is drawn by the prayers. So here is what distinguishes between a Muslim and a kafir. If we